If you remember the movie The Gladiator, if you remember the scene when everyone is in the Colosseum and the slaves who are with General Maximus, who is now a slave himself, enter the Colosseum for a reenactment of a battle that the Romans won, and General Maximus and his fellow slaves are supposed to lose and die. When they walk into the Colosseum, General Maximus says to the other slaves, he says, "Stay together." And I can't emphasize that enough. I think that that's one of our big problems as Catholics, is that we are not staying together. We are fighting amongst ourselves, and as a result, we don't get the atomic bomb that we need to win in the world. I would like to give you some information about St. Louis, who did stay together and who did lead a crusade. Louis, I have to read this because I can read it, but without the light, I'm a little short. Louis was born on April 25th, 1214, and became the King of France at the age of 12. That's pretty early rapid advancement, I would say. 7 years later, he got married to Margaret of Provence, the sister-in-law of Henry III of England. They had 11 children. Later, he defeated Henry in battle, but gave generous terms to him. This became his style of dealing with rivals. Louis is thought by many to be the model Christian king. Deeply religious, he was never a bigot. He was a trusted diplomat, a fair and merciful judge, and while a fine soldier, a lover of peace. He was keen on reducing the burdens on the poor. On a different level, he abhorred low language and did not permit it in his presence. He led a crusade to the east in 1248, but after some success was defeated at Montserrat and taken prisoner. On his release, he withdrew the army. In August 25, 1270, he led a crusade into Tunis, where he died. His advice to his heir is one of the greatest Christian royal documents in existence. Where did I get this from? St. Patrick's Cathedral. I was there yesterday, and there is a statue of St. Louis, the king, on an altar near the Lady Chapel in St. Patrick's. And I went there to pray for a crusade that I'm leading. Unfortunately, I have to say this, to save a church in Manhattan, St. Anne's. Yeah, well, St. Anne's is only one of 70 churches that Cardinal Egan intends to close. So he's already closed St. Thomas the Apostle. I don't need the water. That's okay. Thank you. That's okay. Thank you. And he's closed Our Lady of Guadalupe. So those are two that have gone down already, but they can still be revived, I think. And we've been trying to make contact with the people up in 118th Street and St. Nicholas Avenue to join forces with them. Again, getting back to the idea of staying together.